And thank you, James and Zoe. What bravery. Didn't they do well? Didn't they do brilliantly? It takes a bit of courage, doesn't it, to come up the front here and to be sort of in the spotlight. So well done, and for also saying what you did. I want to think with you a moment about that very last verse in that second reading. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So many people today seem frightened of God. We expect to be judged and found wanting, don't we? Like that moment, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, when the policeman knocks on your car window and says, "Are you the owner of this vehicle?" Do you know, maybe that hasn't happened to you, I don't know. Or maybe when you get a letter through the post from the court, or perhaps from the tax man. Maybe that's never happened to you at all. But you kind of, whoa, careful, you know, and your adrenaline starts going and you get worried, don't you? I think a lot of people feel like that about God. But God's purpose in Jesus is not to condemn us. It's to rescue us, to save us. God's aim is wholly good. A famous theologian was once asked if he had just 1 minute to summarize the gospel, the good news, how would he do it? And he thought for a moment, and his answer was, God loves you. Just three words. God loves you. The most famous verse in the Bible that Jean read, just before that last verse, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him, that any of us, James, Zoe, any of parents and godparents, you, me, anybody here, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God loves you. That's what we're celebrating in this service today. James and Zoe have both said that they believe in Jesus. And so this verse promises that they shall not perish, but have eternal life. What does that mean? What does it mean to have eternal life? What does it mean to be born again? Nicodemus, who we heard about in that story that Jean read, Nicodemus was a top expert in theology and in religion, but he didn't get it. How can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb when he's old and be born again? He didn't get it, what Jesus was talking about. Jesus was the best teacher around, and he had trouble getting through to Nicodemus. Maybe you've had that experience, trying to get through to somebody and they won't get it or understand or even listen properly, perhaps. But this is not an easy subject to grasp. It may be one of those things that you just have to experience, like the taste of a banana. Have you ever tried to explain to somebody what a banana tastes like? If they've never tasted it, you just have to suck it and see, don't you? There's no other option. Jesus said, it's like being born again, but being born spiritually from above. Like, if I can put it biologically, like God's Holy Spirit joining with your human spirit and making a brand new person with the characteristics of both together. Or perhaps, just to think of that birth analogy, a bit like coming out of the womb and taking your first gasp of air and seeing the world with new eyes for the first time. It's something like that. Or like perhaps a caterpillar becoming what it was always meant to be, a butterfly with beautiful wings. How can that happen to us? How does it come about? Well, Jesus then went on to speak about the wind. You hear the sound of the wind, that sort of rushing sound, don't you? You feel the pressure of the wind. And it can be very strong, can't it? Yesterday, for example, the wind can move a big, heavy sailing ship along. The wind can lift the roof off a house if it's strong enough. But you can't see it. It's hard to understand the wind, isn't it? Where it comes from or where it goes to, said Jesus. And Jesus said, being born again is a bit like that. It's mysterious, simple, but deep and strong. And all you have to do is to believe in Jesus. All you have to do is trust in him and put your faith in him. Now, if I said that, that would be an arrogant thing to say, wouldn't it? If I stood up and said, I'm the vicar, believe in me, trust in me, and I will save you, and you'll be all right. You'd think he's a nutter, cart him off. Or if a teacher in school said that, if your RE teacher stood up and said, I'm the one, believe in me, and you will be saved. That would be arrogant, wouldn't it? And you'd think he's off his rocker. But Jesus said it, and it was the simple, plain truth. He said it three times, actually, verse 15, verse 16, verse 17. Believe in him, and that's all we have to do. Now, if you'd like to do that today, then can I say, don't leave here without doing it. I'm going to lead a prayer in a moment, and you can pray that along with me, under your breath or whatever. And if you would like to do that, then there'll also be an opportunity at the end of the service. There'll be people down the front here who would love to just pray with you and talk you through that and pray through that with you. Don't miss out. Don't walk out from here having not done business with God. Let's just be quiet for a moment, and I'm going to lead us in a prayer, and if you would like to pray the prayer along with me, then you just echo my words under your breath or in your head. Lord Jesus Christ, I am sorry for the things that I've done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I turn from everything which I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Holy Spirit. I receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, I'd love to know. Do mention it to me or to somebody else. Perhaps mention it to the folk down here at the front after the service, or maybe to a friend or a family member. It's really good, isn't it, to just acknowledge what you've done to somebody else. When we pray a prayer like that, we pray to the Father through Jesus, the Son. He's the way that we come to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, today is Trinity Sunday, when we remember that God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's an important truth in our Christian faith. That's why we baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I don't think you can get three in one oil anymore, can you? I think it's gone out of the market. But you might think of a three-leaf clover, I don't know. People love a little analogy, don't they, to think of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Or perhaps you might think of the sun in the sky. I don't know if we can see it today, but it is up there, I promise you. But like God the Father, it's unapproachable, inaccessible, beyond our reach. But the light that comes from the sun, that's very visible. By its light, we see things truly, don't we? And Jesus is like the light from the sun. The Holy Spirit is like the warmth that gives energy to all living things. Or I'm a scientist, so the one that works for me, perhaps, is water in its three phases: solid ice, liquid water, and steam, the gas. It's all the same stuff underneath, but it behaves differently, doesn't it? In different situations, you see water in different forms. So all those things, all those analogies have their limitations, but God is something like that, more mysterious perhaps, like that amazing vision that Isaiah saw in Derek's first reading, just beyond anything that we can describe or explain. But today we celebrate what we know of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All three persons involved in that new birth that Nicodemus asked Jesus about. And all three involved in the baptism of James and of Zoe. If you find God hard to imagine, then perhaps ask God, ask his Holy Spirit to help you and picture Jesus. But the main thing to remember is that God loves you. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And this choice that Zoe and James have made today is the best choice you can ever make in life. To know God in Jesus Christ and to have that relationship with him today, which ultimately saves you and brings you eternal life.